This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Today we're having a conversation about divorcing a spouse who just cannot be found. Perhaps they're not actually even missing, but this is somebody who maybe is avoiding the papers, or perhaps you guys have just lost contact. You don't know where they are. They've even probably moved abroad, whatever the case may be, but you just cannot find them to serve them with those summon papers. So to help us with the conversation for our Legal Tuesday chat is attorney Mary Jane Pahlele, who is joining me in the studio for this conversation. Good morning and thank you so much for your time. I am such a spoiled girl, because initially I was thinking we're gonna have this on over the phone, but I'm like, you know what, she's coming through, and she came through. Thank you so much for spoiling me. I really appreciate it.
Only a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
So is it legally possible to divorce a spouse who cannot be found?
Absolutely. Before we get into that, the South African legal system is not the same as the American legal system.
Okay.
You would recall that when you watch American content, they always say he's refusing to sign papers. Mm. But in South Africa, the law does allow you to divorce someone without them actually being personally served. So the first option is to serve the person personally through the sheriff, for the sheriff to serve that person personally. However, if you can't locate them for whatever reason and you can show the court that I've made genuine attempts to locate this person, but I cannot find them, the court allows you to do what we call an application for substituted service to serve that person. You can serve them via a newspaper or Facebook or even WhatsApp and even LinkedIn or email. If the court is satisfied that you have made genuine attempts to find that person, and if the mode of service that you have now elected or asked the court to serve that person, the person is more likely to receive those papers.
Sure, you mentioned the genuine attempts, and we're going to talk about them, but let's first go back to that WhatsApp, the LinkedIn, Facebook. Do I need to wait for acknowledgement, or just by the mere fact that I have sent it to this person is enough?
If the court grants you the application, the court order in your application for substituted service, it means that you have shown the court that, you know, you've tried to find this person. Firstly, you can't locate them. And you believe that if you send them a WhatsApp message, because maybe you have shown the court in that application that you have communicated with them on WhatsApp recently and they've received the message. If you send them that WhatsApp message and it goes through, that's enough proper service. If it's authorized by the court, however.
Just the double tick is enough.
It's enough.
So those genuine attempts, are they the ones you're talking about? What else do I need to prove to show that I've made genuine attempts to locate this person?
Usually what we do is try and serve the person as at their last known address, and try and find from family members where they could have went. We get tracing reports by a tracing agent to try and see if there's any other address that we could have missed where we can serve this person. If there are no other new addresses and they keep giving us the same addresses where the sheriff attempted to serve and they couldn't find that person, then we make an application to the court to say, we've made these attempts. We've tried to establish where the person is. We've called them. We've called family. We've obtained a tracing report. And the tracing report still doesn't give us a new address, which means that, you know, having done all those efforts, we can't find this person. We don't know where they are. So we, however, know that if we publish an abbreviated summons in a newspaper that circulates in that area where they last resided, perhaps they will see the newspaper. Or I've communicated with this person via email last month, and I'm sure that they will receive the summonses if I send them to them, or if they are served rather via email. So those are the things that the court would look at before they grant that application to say that, okay, you've done your genuine attempts, but also you have provided us with a mode that this person is more likely to receive these papers if they are served in, well, via email or WhatsApp.
So now you've done all of those things, and you did mention that in our country, you can be granted divorce in somebody's absence.
Absolutely.
It's then granted, but the person resurfaces. Do they have any legal foot to stand on to try and, you know, maybe contest the divorce after it's been finalized? I don't know if that's even a thing, but what is their legal option? Do they have any?
If they perhaps they can show that there was fraud or misrepresentation, or maybe that there were no genuine attempts to actually locate them, then perhaps they can, you know, do a rescission of that divorce order. But other than that, the divorce would be just valid. They would have to show those things for the court to say, okay, let's reopen the door for the divorce to go back to trial or to go back to pleadings or whatever the case may be.
Sure. There's so many questions. Every time I sit with you in the studio, something always just comes up, because now I'm thinking even the type of regime that people get into, you know, it states the kind of divorce or the how they separate the assets.
Absolutely.
Say now we're in a 50-50 situation and I can't find you. Oof. If we divorce, I keep everything.
Well, if I say in my summonses that I want to keep everything and then you keep nothing and then you don't show up to defend the summonses that are published in the newspaper, then
it's mine.
I followed the law.
It's mine.
I followed the law.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, thank you so much. Before anything else pop up, thank you so much for coming into the studio, having a chat with me. How do people get in touch with you for your expertise and your services?
Oh, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure. They can contact our offices on 015-023-0013 or 072-772-3401 or visit our website, which is www.mjmattorneys.co.za.
Thank you so much for coming in. There you have it, man. So you can divorce somebody even in their absence. But do you believe that it's fair? It's fair to move forward with that divorce or divorcing that spouse who just cannot be found? Or do you think really the law must say that you must wait for this person until they are properly found so you can do it? Or do you think, no, man, if you want a divorce and you can't find them, just go right ahead and get your life back for yourself? Let me know on 079-899-6226.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.